This one may seem painfully obvious at first. Of course you want to draw your flash flood warning polygon around the flash flooding, but how you do that is what I want to focus on here. In earlier lessons, you learned about how both FFMP and Crash Unit Streamflow are extremely helpful hydrologic tools for diagnosing where the current flash flood threat is. That is why we here at WDTD recommend using both of these tools together to help you know where to drop your flash flood warning polygon. To quickly recap from earlier, remember that with FFMP, you're looking for basins where the ratio of your QPE to flash flood guidance is close to or greater than 100%. And with Crash Unit Streamflow, you're looking for values between 200 to 400 for a base flash flood warning. With either of these hydrologic tools, these thresholds should be fairly continuous in space and in time, and not an isolated basin or pixel. That's being too jumpy and it makes me nervous. Since FFMP and Crest have different strengths and weaknesses, using both of them together will give you the best shot at comprehensively capturing your current threat area with your flash flood warning polygon. As a side note, we recognize there are some offices, especially out west, where RFC flash flood guidance is not regularly issued, so your use of FFMP is more restricted. Go ahead and click on the button to see what additional tools can assist you in these cases.